Introducing today's contestants. A sports writer from Los Angeles, California, Sabrina Merchant. An associate producer, originally from Armagh, New York, Brian Semmel. And our returning champion, a story analyst, originally from Williamstown, New Jersey, Kevin Walsh, whose one day cash winnings total $15,300. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hello, everyone. At the beginning of yesterday's program, I talked about the possibility of having our first four-time champion of this new season. Kevin put an end to that. And now he's going to try to build a winning streak. Can he do it against Sabrina and Brian? We'll start finding out right now. Here we go. All right. Show us the categories, please. Where am I? We'll track Sarah and Jimmy. Numbers of things. Snap, crackle, or pop? Which one? The work's original language, talking about literature. Television. And finally, be good, B-E-E, coming up in each correct response. Champ, off you go.
Be good for 200, please.
This flying disc from Wham-O got its name in part from a comic strip. Kevin?
What is a frisbee?
Frisbee, right you are.
Be good for 400.
This tree is also known as F. sylvatica. And that would be a beech tree. Kevin?
B for six.
In Paradise Lost, he's Satan's number two. Brian?
Who's Beelzebub?
Yes, Beelzebub.
Television 200.
The morning show on Apple TV Plus stars her as longtime anchor Alex Levy. Sabrina?
Who is Jennifer Aniston?
Yes.
Television 400?
South Fork Ranch was the residence of the Ewings on this nighttime soap. Kevin.
What is Dallas?
Yep.
Television for six.
Freddie Highmore has directed episodes of this medical drama on which he plays the lead. Brian.
What is The Good Doctor?
The Good Doctor. Right you are.
Television 800.
Capeside was the setting of this series with James Vanderbeek in the title role. Kevin.
What is Dawson's Creek?
Yes.
Television for 1,000.
On Amazon Prime's Hunters, he plays Meyer Offerman, who leads an elite group of Nazi hunters. Brian.
Who is Al Pacino?
Yes, that's right.
Be good 800.
It's 3/8 bison and 5/8 cow. Kevin.
What is beefalo?
Good.
B for 1,000.
We build, we fight, says the official website of the U.S. Naval Construction Force. Nicknamed this. Kevin.
What are the Seabees?
Seabees, that's it.
Number of things for 200.
Added in 1971, number 26 of the 27 amendments to the Constitution set this at 18. Kevin.
Was the voting age?
Yep.
Numbers of things, 400.
The nine Greek goddesses known as muses included Melpomene and Thalia, patrons of these two types of drama symbolized by masks. Kevin.
What are tragedy and comedy?
Yes.
Numbers of things, 600.
This septet includes the mausoleum at Halicarnassus. Sabrina.
What are the seven ancient wonders of the world?
Yes.
Numbers of things, 800?
It's the number of squares on a checkerboard. Sabrina.
What is 64?
Good.
Numbers for 1,000?
Hesiod said this beast had 50 heads, not three, and Hercules' final labor of 12 was to bring it from the underworld up to the surface. Kevin.
Who is Cerberus?
Cerberus, right you are, taking you to 4,800. Relax for a moment now. We have to take a break, then we'll come back to chat with you and Brian and Sabrina after this.
When the show's over...
You're the new Jeopardy! Champion. Surprise, surprise.
Jeopardy.com has 1,000 ways to keep you in the game. Keep you safe. Keep you hydrated. Keep you on schedule. And keep you sharp. It's all at Jeopardy.com, where we've got a keeper for every fan. And future fans.
One of the great opening scenes in one of the greatest movies of all time, Citizen Kane, shows the breaking of a snow globe. Sabrina Merchant collects snow globes. Were you inspired by Citizen Kane?
I have to say, I've never seen Citizen Kane, but
really?
I think it was just a combination of me not growing up around snow and liking to have just a little bit of that, you know, around me.
How many globes do you have in your collection?
I have 34.
34.
Yes.
All right, so you're really into it. If you see Citizen Kane, pay no attention to that opening scene. All right, Brian, we come to you now. Bad news, unfortunately. You mispronounced and changed syllables a little bit when you responded Beelzebub instead of Beelzebub a little while ago, so we have to deduct $1,200 from you. I'd like to know about your podcast, because you're working with somebody who had a Jeopardy connection, I understand.
Yes, Louis Vertel is a former Jeopardy contestant and the co-host of a podcast I produce.
And what is the podcast all about?
It's a pop culture podcast. We interview celebrities. I'm basically only here to invite you on, so just we could chat after.
All right, you'll do well. You'll do well. Kevin Walsh is our champion. You have a black belt, a second-degree black belt, in something I am not at all familiar with. What is it called?
Kenpo.
Kenpo.
Yes.
What is it?
Well, our particular style is derived from Shaolin Kung Fu. So we got to go to China and study at the Shaolin Temple and do a little training there.
All right, so you can defend yourself.
Hopefully, yes.
Which is what you're doing right now. And you're in the lead with 4,800 and command of the board. So go ahead, make a selection from the three remaining categories.
Snap, crackle, pop for 600, please.
In 2019, Spain's prime minister called this kind of parliamentary election. Brian?
What is snap?
Snap election, yes.
Snap, 800.
Also called craze, it's the network of fine broken lines in the glaze of ceramics. Sabrina.
What is crackle?
Good.
Where am I for 200?
All right, Sarah.
I'm in America's hometown, where the pilgrims landed in 1620, and where legend has it they stepped upon this stone as they disembarked from the Mayflower.
Sabrina.
What is Plymouth Rock?
Yeah.
Where am I, 400?
Jimmy, this time.
We're at the birthplace of the first atomic weapons, this city in northern New Mexico, whose name means the cottonwoods.
Kevin.
What is Los Alamos?
That's it.
Where am I, 600?
Back to Sarah.
I'm in this city south of Los Angeles that's been running its prestigious Grand Prix since 1977.
Kevin.
What is Long Beach?
Good.
Where am I, 800?
Jimmy.
I'm at the Children's Hospital of this state, the primary training site for pediatric students of the Baylor College of Medicine.
Sabrina.
What is Texas?
Yep.
Where am I, 1,000?
Sarah.
I'm at this premier U.S. art and design college in New England, a leader in attracting extraordinary creative people since its founding in 1877.
Brian.
What is RISD?
RISD, yes, the Rhode Island School of Design.
Snap, crackle, pop, 1,000.
Roy Lichtenstein was known as a creator of this type of art. Kevin.
What is pop art?
Good.
Works original language for 400.
The Count of Monte Cristo. Kevin.
What is French?
French is right.
Original language for 600.
Ovid's Metamorphoses. Kevin.
What is Latin?
Latin, good.
Original language for 800.
Answer.
Yeah, 1,800, please.
All right. Kafka's The Metamorphosis.
What is German?
German, yes. Oh, you flipped through your brain on that one and eliminated a few other languages. Go again.
Original language for 1,000.
Pippi Longstocking. Kevin.
What is Swedish?
Swedish, good.
Snap, crackle, pop, 400.
Mellow Yellow or Orangina? Kevin.
What is a pop drink? Pop?
Yes.
Snap, crackle, pop for 200.
Tony Stark did one in Endgame to destroy Thanos and his armies. Kevin.
What is a snap?
A snap is right.
Original language for 2.
The death of Ivan Ilyich. Kevin.
Was Russian?
Russian, good. You're at 11,400. Making it difficult for Brian and Sabrina in Double Jeopardy. We'll have the board set up right after this. Want to be on Jeopardy? It's easy. Now you can audition without even putting on your pants. But please do. The entire process can be done at home with a click of a button, and we don't care what you wear. From the anytime tests to online auditions, you can use your phone, your tablet, or your computer. Just go to Jeopardy.com and get started. And you know what? It's a lot of fun.
Contestants who appear on Jeopardy will be required to wear pants or some sort of out-of-the-house clothing.
Our champion Kevin is doing on the program today what he did yesterday, building a solid early lead, forcing his opponents to do a lot of catching up. So, Brian, here are the categories for you. We start with modern world before and after, followed by Oxford alumni, churches and cathedrals. The doctor will see you now, see in quotation marks. That will begin each correct response. Followed by Billboard Top 40. And finally, you're going to love this one, Hittites. Very much in the news. Brian?
Let's do Modern World 400.
Eternal slogan for the homeland of Marvel's Black Panther and his favorite mall retail clothier. Sabrina.
What is Wakanda Forever 21?
Yes.
Before and after 800.
Harley Quinn, Deadshot and crew, and those aspirational things they want to accomplish together. Kevin.
What are Suicide Squad goals?
Good.
Modern World Before and After 1200.
It's the term for when Skeletor's enemy, you know, that Masters of the Universe guy, condescendingly clarifies to women. Kevin?
What is he mansplain? He mansplaining?
Yes.
Okay. Modern World Before and After 1600.
Numerical phrase for unflinchingly honest, especially with regard to the British-French conflict that lasted from 1337 to 1453. Sabrina?
What is keeping it 100 years war?
Yes.
Before and after 2000.
Put your hands together and make noise for this term for a shade-filled retort to Nick Carter and his 90s band. Brian.
What is Clap Back Street Boys?
Good for $2,000.
Oxford alumni 400.
A Rhodes Scholar. He's the only U.S. president to have attended Oxford. Kevin.
Who is Clinton?
Yes.
Oxford alums for 800.
While both were at Oxford, Benazir Bhutto introduced this recent British Prime Minister to her future husband, Philip. Brian.
Who's Theresa May?
Yeah.
Oxford alumni, 1200.
Answer. Fairly double. And just like that, you can move into second place all by yourself.
3,000.
Three it is. Take a look. We assume he was wearing a different kind of robe when he received his undergraduate degree in 1910.
I don't know.
Who is Lawrence of Arabia? You should have known that.
I should have known that.
All right.
Oxford 9-1200.
Cameron and Tyler. These twins, who famously sued Mark Zuckerberg, were on the rowing teams for Harvard and Oxford. Kevin.
Were the Winklevoss twins?
Yes.
Oxford alums for 2000.
Seriously, this actor who gets big laughs as Mr. Bean earned a master's degree in electrical engineering from Oxford. Kevin.
Who is Rowan Atkinson?
Correct.
The doctor will see you now for 800.
Red blood cells must take things one at a time, passing through one of these tiny blood vessels, which can be 0.008 millimeters. Sabrina.
What are capillaries?
Yes.
See you now for 1200?
When looking at areas of thickened skin on your feet, these are larger and more shapeless than corns. Sabrina?
What are calluses?
Calluses, yes.
See you now for 1600?
Answer there, the other daily double.
4,000.
Four it is. Hermes's wand, this symbol of the U.S. Army Medical Corps, is a staff with two serpents coiled around it.
What is
say something? What is the caduceus? Caduceus. You lost a bit. Go again.
See you now for 2,000.
This rubbery tissue at the ends of long bones is also called gristle. Kevin.
What is cartilage?
Yeah.
Doctor for 400.
Found in the liver, it helps make vitamin D. Hope you have a lot more good than bad. Sabrina?
What is cholesterol?
Yeah.
Billboard Top 40 for 400.
Madonna touched number one on the Billboard Top 40 for the very first time with this 1984 song. Kevin?
What is Like a Virgin?
Correct.
Billboard 800.
Hey Ya by this duo spent about 30 weeks in the Top 40 in 2003 and 2004. Sabrina?
What is Outkast?
Good.
Top 40 for 2000?
Weird Al Yankovic made a foray into the Top 40 with this Michael Jackson parody. Kevin?
What is Eat It?
Eat It, yes.
Billboard 1600.
ABBA had 14 songs on the Billboard chart, but only this disco-themed one made it to number one. Brian?
What is it, Dancing Queen?
You got it.
Billboard 1200.
Rockstar by Him, featuring Roddy Ricch, topped the Billboard charts in July of 2020. Sabrina.
Post Malone?
Nope. It was DaBaby. Brian.
Churches 400.
The Mother Church for Christian Science is located in this city, next to the Mary Baker Eddy Library. They're both in Boston. Brian?
Churches 800.
Begun in the 12th century, Wells Cathedral has the distinction of being the first in England built entirely in this style. Brian?
It's Gothic?
Gothic, correct.
Churches 1200.
In Italy, the Cathedral of San Giovanni Battista houses this sacred burial cloth. Kevin?
What is the Shroud of Turin?
You got it.
Hittites for 400, please.
The Hittites entered history in the second millennium B.C. in Anatolia, today the Asian portion of this nation. Brian?
What is Turkey?
Good.
Churches 1600.
If you visit this New Mexico town, stop by the San Francisco de Assis Church, a favorite subject of painters. And that place would be in Taos. Less than a minute now, Brian.
Churches 2000.
The Church of All Nations stands at the foot of this mount from which Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And that would be the Mount of Olives. Brian?
Hittites 800.
Reliefs show the Hittites with the wheels on these vehicles moved from the back to the middle so a third warrior could ride. Kevin?
What are chariots?
Yep.
1200, please.
In Hittite mythology, Ubeluri held up the earth just like this titan. Sabrina?
It was Atlas?
Yes.
1600?
Written soon after a king died of this disease, a prayer named for it asks, will it never be eliminated from the land of Hatti? Talking about the plague. And now the last clue for 2000. Most of what we know about the Hittites comes from clay tablets found at Boakoi, bearing this wedge-shaped writing system. Sabrina.
What is cuneiform?
Correct. And with that, you move up to 6,600. But this game has belonged to Kevin. 23,800 as we get set for Final Jeopardy. Today we feature this subject. Books of the 1950s. That's a good subject. They're going to make their wagers while we take this pause.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by... In a Geico ad, mannequins are having one of these events, made famous in Alice in Wonderland. What is a tea party? Happy Geico-ween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
The category for Final Jeopardy today is books of the 1950s. And folks, you've got to love this clue. Here it is. A special edition of this 1953 novel came with an asbestos binding. 30 seconds. Good luck. What does asbestos do? It protects us from fire. We come to the middle first. Brian, you had 5,200. What did you write down as your response? What is Invisible Man? That's incorrect. And that means you'll lose 5,200, dropping you to zero. Let's go to your left now, to Sabrina. She had 6,600, and her response was, what is Brave New World? Also incorrect. It'll cost you $13.99 only. You're going to finish in second place. Let's come to our champion. I have a feeling he came up with a correct response on this. He played so well today. What is Fahrenheit 451? The temperature at which books burn, right? Correct. Wager $3,800, bumping you up to $27,600. And now a total of $42,900. You're going to enjoy the weekend, I'm sure. And you get to come back and play with us again on Monday. Have a safe weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Hope to see you with us on Monday. Take care.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by Consumer Cellular, celebrating 25 years of low rates and award-winning service.
When it comes to wireless, why pay for more than you need? For as low as $20 a month, you can get talk, text, and data from Consumer Cellular with no contract and award-winning customer service. Switch today and get our 30-day risk-free guarantee. Call, go online, or find us at Target.
Imagine feeling fearless at the dentist. Imagine strengthening enamel while preventing cavities 70%. Act anti-cavity. Stop imagining. Start acting.
Hurricane Delta makes landfall. How it's going to impact the DMV this weekend.
And then, a Virginia school's link to the Confederacy will soon be erased. Now, descendants of that Civil War colonel tell 7 on Your Side why they support the decision after the game.